This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Jennifer, Monday, September the 30th on the DJV program. Here we are, huffing and puffing, and your house is still standing, Jennifer. What's the story? I'll huff and I'll...
My house? My house is going to blow down? No.
Well, you know, the old, I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down.
Do you remember that? What was that from?
Child? Was it Little Red Riding Hood or something?
No.
No?
No. Three pigs.
Oh, that's right. How can I forget the three little pigs? This little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed home. This little piggy had nine...
Went on welfare.
Yeah. That's right. Victoria, not feeling well today, so we're working. We keep moving, no matter what, to get close to your head and your heart, depending on your point of view. So Trump wants to meet the whistleblower. That's going to be a fabulous meeting.
I know. I don't think that's going to happen. According to reports, the whistleblower's under federal protection. But
really?
Trump said, look, at least let me face my accuser, you know, if I'm being right. accused of something.
Was he staying at Adam Schiff's house? Where is this guy?
I would imagine. Probably in the back house, yep.
Right. Okay. He got a bungalow back there? All right. How about that?
Here's the big news this morning, though, is that apparently Joe Biden's team, his campaign team, wrote a letter to all the major networks, executives at the networks, and said that they don't want to see Rudy Giuliani on TV anymore.
That's too bad.
I know. In a letter that was sent on Sunday to top executives, producers, and anchors.
It's kind of a risky move, isn't it, to send a letter like that?
Two key Biden advisors pressed these outlets to stop booking Giuliani, who has appeared frequently, obviously, in the last few weeks, to allege that Biden and his son, Hunter, were doing a little pay-for-play with Ukraine. And so they're saying that this is just a story, and they wrote to Face the Nation. They wrote to Good Morning America. They wrote to all of the big Sunday shows, all of the networks. If you're in this age of transparency, I don't know if this looks good.
This doesn't look good.
Doesn't
look good at all. No,
I mean, he should be coming out and defending himself instead of just trying to stop it from going on TV.
Prove that they're wrong. That's all. This is what happened. This is it.
I mean, I don't love Rudy Giuliani, and I think he's kind of annoying, and do I want to see his face on TV all the time?
Hide.
Yeah, probably not. But think of how big of a problem that is if we never see him on TV again and we know that they followed what Biden wanted.
I know.
Isn't that an issue you have a political candidate who's able to write everybody and say, hey, I don't want to see this person on TV anymore. Stop putting him on.
Well, imagine if Trump, you always have to play the what if game because, you know, at some point it's going to work for your side of the aisle and not the other side of the aisle. You have to, be fair. And if President Trump came out and said, we should never have Adam Schiff on TV again because he's lying about stuff, people would go crazy. And by the way, his bookings would go up the roof because they'd want to book him all the time because it would cause conflict.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure out what Bill Maher said on his program. He's Mr. Liberal's liberal, and most of the time he's pretty nasty when it comes to anything Trump. But I thought
Trump. But he also is saying, he's also come out and said a couple of things that I think are really true. If you're a classical liberal, if you're somebody who's not super down the path of progressivism, he said, look, be smart here. Don't go off the deep end because it looks like you're taking joy in this. A lot of the left over the weekend has been celebrating and rubbing their hands together. And he's saying, you know, stop with that. He also said that there's a little bit of inequity in the news media. He made the point that if Rachel Maddow, or if this had been Donald Jr. with these accusations against him instead of Hunter Biden, that Rachel Maddow would do a nonstop coverage of it, and now they don't touch it because it's about Joe Biden's son. So he's saying, don't be so dumb and to
overlook
these claims against
Joe Biden. But you don't expect anything different from MSNBC, do you? I don't expect
anything. Well, you don't anymore, but I think Bill Maher kind of waxes poetic, maybe like we do, about the good old days of journalism. journalism when you actually right. would cover things actually, on both sides. Yeah.
Right. When there actually were some facts and there was some truth in the news media. News, hello, that's why it's called the news media. That's why Americans trust the news media 41% less now than it did, what, a year or so ago? How does that kind of... People don't trust it. Unless it's like... The analogy that I have is to music radio. If you like country music, you listen to country. If you like the music of the 60s, you listen to music. And you don't like listening to the other stuff. And that's really what has become the conversation when it came to this sort of thing. It's become pretty much the same. If I agree with you, I want to listen to you. And that's why we have dull minds now in our country. Our country is, our minds are flat.
Well, and that's
and
why people
dull.
Scream at each other, because they can't have a smart conversation.
No, they just yell because they have nothing to
because
say.
Because you just yell and run away.
That's why
nobody knows how to deal with it.
What we're saying about Joe Biden is so apt here. If you really have the goods, then you come back and say, this is what happened. Not, don't let him talk anymore. I mean, that's fool. I'm really disappointed. You know, maybe Hillary should get into the race. Maybe there's that fixes whatever it is. And
I just think Joe Biden is the top candidate, and Joe Biden should have the top people around him because of that. And I feel like he is. There's been more than one occasion where we've all sat around here and armchair quarterbacked and went, what are the people around him doing? Like, what are they thinking? I remember having this conversation with Victoria not that long ago, where when you're the front runner, you should be able to bring in the top support staff. And it seems like they just let him out there and die.
I know, but the other side of that is because he was so close to Obama, we're all of Obama's people. Are they already
Obama
aligned
didn't
with
want him to run.
Other people, or he didn't? I didn't know that. Really?
I mean, Obama's not going to get involved until there's a candidate. You think that if he really liked Joe Biden, he'd already be involved. He's the one. My mom will tell you all the time that Obama actually told Biden not to do it.
Oh, Biden.
That's 2020.
Have you seen pictures of Obama lately? How gray he is? His hair.
He's older.
Almost. Not that old. What is he, 56, 57? He was 51. He got almost 58. That's not old. White his hair.
No, but I mean, your hair goes, you know, I'm not saying he's old, I'm saying he's getting older, and
Bill Clinton
gray hair follows you.
Was on, Bill Clinton was on, so when they asked him about impeachment, and his response was, it should be checked out, but I thought he looked better than I've seen him look for quite a long time.
He looks healthier.
Yeah, he does. Looks much healthier, so. Anyway, he's a character, no matter what you say, but I find him to be, when you look back at, I don't find Bush to be that interesting. I don't find Obama to be that interesting. But I do find Clinton and Jimmy Carter both to be interesting human beings in their own right. It's not, and there's a difference between, I don't mean interesting just means that. It isn't about good or bad or whatever it is. I think Jimmy Carter is a good and interesting human being. I don't know whether
Clinton just has a whole lot of charisma.
Yeah, he does. People like him. I've been around him four or five times. I find him very interesting, engaging. He has that. Yeah, that's right. You know why? Because if you look at his teeth, they're all white. He uses power swabs, Jennifer. That's really
probably true,
the bottom line. Bill Clinton uses power swabs. I don't think he's ever smoked, or at least he hasn't inhaled. But he's probably had a few glass of wine in his life, wouldn't you think? Probably a few cups of coffee.
Yeah, definitely no inhalation, though.
Yeah. No, he doesn't inhale. So if you have been down that street with coffee, tea, red wine, smoking, whatever it is, takes away from your grin, takes away from the shine of your white teeth. So let's get your teeth whitened with the best product. There are tons of these products on the market. Some of them take 30, 40 minutes. The trays are messy. The gels are really taste awful. So why would you do all that? And the toothpaste, you know, when Victoria was talking about those little microplastics last week, hello, if you're using a whitening toothpaste, that's what is whitening your teeth, the abrasion from those little teeny particles of plastic that are in the toothpaste, and you're swallowing that stuff, you're going to kill yourself. Let's not do that just in the name of white teeth. How about we do something that's really practical? Use power swabs. Power swabs. Clinically studied, they have the ingredients that are natural, tooth detergent, whitening agent, lightening up those stains in 5 minutes. No nothing bad is going to happen to your enamel. That's what the other white news do, too. They weaken your enamel, so you're liable to have more tooth problems, more decay, that sort of thing. Not so with Power Swad. So let's remove the stains. Call 800-208-1797. Mention the DJV program, and you will get 50% off the retail price of Power Swabs. Again, dial 800-208-1797. Let's take it to the limit. Let's get those stains disappearing from your teeth. Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. Buy the product, use the product, and smile a lot.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35 and three-quarter inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com, or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
This report is sponsored by the NICB. American property and casualty insurance companies are being robbed to the tune of $40 billion a year. According to the FBI, fraud is the culprit. And these criminals are not just stealing from insurers, they're stealing from everyday Americans. That is until now. The nation's property and casualty insurers have made significant fraud-fighting investments within their companies, such as creating special investigative units. These units investigate suspicious insurance claims and work with law enforcement agencies and the National Insurance Crime Bureau, or NICB, to track down insurance criminals. NICB Public Affairs Director Frank Scafidi.
These criminals will stop at nothing to commit fraud, from staging auto accidents to roofing and towing scams, even workers' compensation slip and falls. Think of your family, your coworkers, your neighbors. All are potential victims. NICB works with special investigative units to keep you and the ones you love most safe.
Find out how you can protect yourself at NICB.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So from the New Beginnings Department here at the DJV program, the story of Christian Piccolini, name in the news. Mr. Piccolini was 14 years old when he was approached by Clark Reed Martell, who was the leader of the Chicago Skinheads. And this kid, 14 years old, Piccolini, was smoking a joint in an alleyway when he was approached by Mr. Martell, and Mr. Martell was trying to convince him that he needed at that age to have some conviction. And so this guy came by, pulled the joint from his mouth, shared a few words that led Mr. Piccolini down the dark path for 8 years. And now he understands. He was told by Mr. Martell how bad communists were, how bad Jews were, how bad blacks were. Everybody except white people were horrible human beings. And so this guy started hanging around with these guys. They were all bullies. And so he's lived in that circle for a long time. And now Mr. Martell, who's been in jail for a while, He learned this kid now going on Piccolini is out talking about how negative it is, all this stuff about different colors and that sort of thing, and how we ought to look at everybody as a human being. He seems to have changed. So I thought that was a good story when you hear so much negative stuff about skinheads and what happens to them and what their thinking is. It's 21 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time.
But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Songs of the last 50 years. This may be one of the best. It would be in my list of the top 10, this song. Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? Been around for a long time. Sung by a number of great artists. Carole King wrote it with her husband. I think she had the first success with it. And now here's Kristen Chenoweth releasing it as part of her new covers album. She's not only one of Broadway's most beloved stars, but she's good on screen. If you haven't heard her sing, there's a chance for you to do it. Her latest project is a female empowerment record. It's called For the Girls. Came out last Friday. Also, the inspiration for a nationwide tour of hers, and that's produced by Steve Terrell. We've been on this program a couple times. He's a really great jazz musician. I like him a lot, frankly. A very good performer, good behind-the-scenes guy. So he put this album together with her. It has a number of tracks written or performed by female artists. Judy Garland's The Man Who Got Away. By the way, did anybody see that movie, Carol, you had the weekend and kind of had an extravaganza going on there.
Yeah, I didn't see it. The one with Renee Zellweger?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet, but I heard it's really good. I heard she does an amazing job.
Yeah, I did. I saw a clip of it. I haven't seen it, but I will go see it. It looks fabulous. I really think she's a great actress. She's a cuckamonga, but she's that makes you a good actress, I think, in part. Worth seeing. So, anyway, from the discussion of Judy Garland, let's see what else is on here. Dolly Parton's I Will Always Love You, Jennifer Hudson, Aretha McIntyre, I'm a Woman, Ariana Grande, You Don't Own Me. So she's got these people singing along with her, their songs with her, which is quite an accomplishment in and of itself.
Yeah, not all of them are doing this. So Ariana Grande is on You Don't Own Me, but obviously that's not her song. But yeah, no. Dolly Parton is on this song with her. And I think they sound really good harmonizing together.
Yes, they do. And this is a Steve Terrell thing. He knows everybody. And everybody likes him. So he would get them to respond. I'm sure that's where this came from in part. When she talked about Dolly doing "I Will Always Love Her," I wanted to give the song back. Dolly sung it so long, and it represented her taking a bet on herself. She left her mentor, her teacher, her partner to strike out on her own. And that was a good lesson for a lot of artists to see. Just go for it. Bet on yourself. That's what Kristen Chenoweth said. So, good for... And that was the Jolene song, by the way, that Dolly did. I think this sounds good. Sounds worth some attention. I think, Kara, in fact... Good for her. I mean, I didn't know this was coming out. It's good.
Yeah, the song that we're playing now with Ariana Grande was trending a ton over the weekend. People seem to be pretty excited about it. So
yeah, good.
Good for her.
Yes, good for her. All right, Idina Menzel. Is it Idina? I think it's Idina. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you're right. Idina.
Yeah. She's a Tony Award-winning singer and an actress gearing up to release her new holiday album. It's called Christmas, The Season of Love. Comes out October 18th. The record accompanies Menzel's returning role as Elsa in Frozen 2, which comes to theaters November 22nd. Ariana Grande, Billy Porter, Frozen co-star Josh Gad, and Menzel's husband Aaron Lohr will be joining her to ring in the Christmas season with holiday hits, a lot of original songs as well. The album includes an Ariana Grande and Menzel original duet called A Hand for Mrs. Claus. Huh. And then the traditional stuff. Nicely done. Looks like it'd be kind of cool. It's Seasons of Love. A Season of Love. Christmas, A Season of Love. Idina Menzel. 28 after the hour.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJ V Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democratic head of the House Intelligence Panel says he's planning to subpoena Rudy Giuliani as the committee investigates the Trump-Ukraine controversy. Congressman Adam Schiff telling 60 Minutes on CBS that they need the evidence from President Trump's personal lawyer. Giuliani has been linked to efforts to press Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Giuliani told 60 Minutes yesterday he only did what he was asked to do.
I did not do this on my own. I did it at the request of the State Department, and I have all of the text messages to prove it, and I also have a thank you from them for doing a good job.
Iran's foreign minister warning the U.S. that it would not be able to finish a war with Iran. During an interview with NBC News, Javad Zarif said U.S. intelligence agencies have launched a cyber war against Iran already. And this is USA Radio News.
Starting route now. Turn right at Fortress Mountain.
Turn left at Mount Hood. Head south to Moab, Utah. Continue on the Great North American Test Drive.
Run with us on a John Deere Gator XUV 835 with our quietest cab ever and optional heat and AC and a four-wheel independent suspension. It's built to run where no one else can. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Four after the hour on the DJV program. Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. Jennifer is absent or has absented herself. And Victoria as well. Victoria's had a tough weekend because she can't talk. Maybe it's because she was watching the Buffalo Bills New England game, Kara, and she saw she was maybe cheering not the Bills and not the Buffalo Bills, not the Patriots or the Buffalo Bills. But the activity on the field in halftime, do you see this? 71,868 fans were wedding guests. This was at New Era Field, McKenzie Park, and Jordan Bingilly, both of Rochester. First couple ever married during halftime. And if this would be a good... you know what? Instead of having Jennifer Lopez at the halftime show. Maybe they should just have a huge wedding.
You know what they should do?
For a whole bunch of people.
A huge J-Lo wedding with A-Rod. They should just have
them,
and then they can get married during the halftime show.
Yes. Jim Kelly, a Hall of Famer, gave away the bride. Did you see the shots? Actually, it's kind of cute. You know, you see a lot of people blogging, the father, and then, you know, all these other people who were there. A lot of great legendary players were there. They beat out 1,400 applicants in a contest that was run through the Bills and a jewelry store in Buffalo. Their first date was at a Bills game back in 2008. The groom proposed by saying, quote, "You intercepted my heart. Let's tackle the world together."
Oh, God. If that's their thing, then good for them. It's cute that they had their first date there, but it would not be my cup of tea.
No, but, I mean, that was the contest was, tell us a story, a romantic story about, you know, you getting romantically involved over a football game, over a Bills game. So that was, I thought that was kind of cute. Then there's a story about Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell, who have lived together for, what, 40 years or something? Getting married? The rumor is they were getting married. I don't know if it's true or not. What do you think? Yes, no, maybe? I don't know.
I don't really understand the point of getting married in your 70s. But I don't know. Maybe that's a negative way of looking at it. But if
I don't understand the point of being married other than having children. I just find it's just the state sticking its nose into your business.
That's what I mean. It's like when you're that... I don't want to say when you're that old, but when you're older and you already... But they both already have their own lives. They've been together for however many years and they seem happy. So it's like, I don't know, getting married seems to ruin it for a lot of people when they've been together for a long time. So I don't really understand the point of it.
I agree. Interesting study in Cornell University, the marriage rate study, showing that the decline continues. It's been the last 20, 25 years. Researchers offering a possible explanation. There aren't as many economically attractive men for unmarried women to meet as there used to be. Wow, this is pretty contentious. Previous studies attempted to answer why marriage rates are on the decline. Most focus solely on gender ratio discrepancies, more women than men, that kind of stuff. But this study examined data collected on recent marriages in the last 5-6 years, gathered as a part of the American Community Survey. As a 5-year marriage statistical look at the data, estimating the financial, social, demographic characteristics of unmarried women's potential husbands, basically what this says, women are better off financially now than they used to be, but they still want to be with a man who is comparable to them. In terms of money, more an issue than that was an issue for 58% of the women who were in the study, Kara, who suggested that they would not marry a man who was less financially successful than they are. Sounds a little, it doesn't sound like love to me. Sounds like more of why bother, because in the old days, women would marry men for financial security rather than love. I mean, that's what it says to me. And now that I don't need financial security, who the hell needs a man? That's pretty cynical.
Sure, some people think that. But I don't know. I think for me, I would like to marry someone or be with someone who is of equal means, at least, because that means that they work as hard as I do and take their job as seriously as I do.
Are you like a nerdy, don't you like, what is Victoria always teasing you about?
I don't know. Victoria likes to make up all kinds of different people that is apparently my type. I don't think she's got it right, but I don't know.
She hasn't?
I like someone who's nice and hardworking. I tell you things all the time, and you don't listen to them either, so what's the point?
What do you mean by that?
I've told you 17 times that I don't think Ed Sheeran is attractive or that he's
not
into
that.
Him. Yeah, so
that's more,
just
more teasing you. Right, we're teasing you. Yeah, and we wouldn't tease you if we didn't like you. That's the way it works, see? Teasing goes with liking for whatever strange reason that is. I never quite figured that one out either. If you really like somebody, why are you teasing them? It's another, it's a way of expressing, I guess, yourself. In a moment, we're going to find out what we need to know, what maybe you were curious to know about sports betting. How about that? Any of you thought about doing it? There's a lot of interest in it these days. So we have Dave Mason, who's one of the country's foremost experts in that department, coming along in a few moments. First, though, let me help you if you are pursuing a way to sort of mitigate or modify the effects of sugar on your system. Maybe you're pre-diabetic, maybe you even have type 2 diabetes, or you know somebody who does. So let's send you along to Curalin. Curalin.net is the place to go. This is a product that is 100% natural. Every single ingredient has been tested, and the specific effect that it has on glycemic problems is really pretty fascinating. So if you need support maintaining healthy blood sugar level, you're like me, you like a little too much ice cream, candy, cookies, cakes, all that good stuff, go to Curalin.net, use the DJV code, and the first bottle will be $20 less expensive than otherwise might have been the case if you hadn't used the coupon code DJV. That's right, $20 off. Try it, you will find it works. Curalin.net, $20 off. Use the coupon code DJV and join tens of thousands of people who are finding that finally there's a way to be in control of your sugar. Curalin.net.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
On the DJV program, a lot of times we try to bring you up to date. I mean, everything is in focus here. So when Jennifer and Victoria and Kara and I start talking about sports, it's usually not with a lot of expertise. I'll speak for myself anyway. I don't have a lot of expertise in sports, but I am curious sometimes about the personalities. And with that in mind, I've invited Dave Mason, who comes to us from Bet Online Sportsbook. The world of sports and betting has changed, and because there's so much focus, look at all of the channels ESPN has. Look at all the podcasts that are directed to sports figures and sports happenings. And that's not to speak of all the networks, CBS, NBC, ABC, the Fox people are doing NFL coverage. It looks like every night there's a football game on. So when it comes to betting, which has become somewhat of a mass, the mass appeal and sort of a national pastime, I wonder how all of this works. So, Dave, let's treat us like we were in kindergarten when it came to sports betting and sports book and betting online. How does all of this work?
Wow. well, basically, I mean, it's pretty complicated. You know, there's so many facets of betting, but let's try to make the most basic for sports betting. And since it's football season, we'll use football as an example.
Good.
Basically, and we'll go with NFL since that is more popular than college, although college is pretty dang big too. But the basic ways to bet on the NFL, again, there's tons of ways to do it, but the most popular is betting on the spread. What a spread is basically the team that the handicappers, our odds guys here at BetOnline, think is the better team, we will spot the other team points. So that's basically the spread. That's, again, the most popular way to bet an NFL game. Another way to bet an NFL game, popular way, is the over-under, the total. And what that is just the total number of points scored in a game. So let's go the Carolina Panthers at Houston Texans. The over-under point spread there is 47 points. So you either bet there's going to be more than 47 points scored in that game or under 47 points. So that one's pretty easy and straightforward.
All right. So how many of the people that are betting, winners and losers, you have probably a lot of times people who gamble get themselves into a jam and they can't pay their way out. How do you avoid that happening with the stuff online?
You know, we're a post-up book. You know, we're not a traditional bookie. But, you know, if you go to the corner bookie somewhere, you know, in the States or whatever, they're working on credit. So you're betting that guy, and you could be playing. That's when it gets dangerous, because you could be betting with money you do not have.
Right.
And then on Monday, he's knocking on your door, hey, you owe me $500.
Well, it's like, it's the same as margins on a stock account. Same kind of thing, it sounds like, anyway.
Right.
Borrowing money.
Yeah, we're a post-up book, so you have to, if you give us $100, you have to pay us first before you can bet. So you make a deposit of $100, you have $100 to bet with. You can't bet $101, you can't bet $500. So it's going to be under your control of how much, so it's a lot safer, you know. You're going to lose what you can afford as opposed to betting with a corner bookie where, that's where problems arise and people are running up debts they can't because they're on credit. They're betting on credit.
All right, so you got to be pretty smart. It's probably fun, but I suppose it can be like anything else. You got to use your head don't get it. What do they advise you when it comes to the beer ads on TV? Drink responsibly. So in this circumstance, you guys probably say bet responsibly and don't bet what you don't have. Well, in this case, sounds like you can't. If you don't have access to the money, you're not going to be able to bet. Exactly. But you got to sports knowledge. I could see where you could do a sports report and then say, okay, if I were a betting man, or in the circumstances, if you want to bet, here's what I'd bet on and why. I think that'd be an interesting, sort of fascinating adjunct to just giving people the scores or telling people what games you're going to be on, or maybe talking about the quarterback. Brady hurt him. By the way, back to the Patriots game, I would have thought that support for them be a little soft this week because of his sort of quasi-pseudo-injury. Is that little things like that? I mean, things like that affect the stock market, so I'm wondering if things like that affect betting as well.
They affect the price without a doubt. It's not affecting this price. It's, as you said, this quasi. So it's, everybody and anybody is betting the Patriots this weekend. So, you know, they're -7 at the Bills, and 93% of the bettors so far are on the Patriots. So the team here at betonline.ag is going to be humongous Bills fans this weekend.
It's an easy win. All right. Good for the information that we have. Good for people to know. It's helpful. Dave, thank you very much. Dave Mason from Bet Online Sportsbook. And is it betonline.com? Is that... what's the
.ag .ag
.ag betonline.ag. Dave Mason with us here on the DJV show.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow, because they already made it, so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA-estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future, until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything. 239-mile EPA-estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year?
That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Unmistakable, I think, in a way, aren't you, Kara?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Song probably most identified with Judy Garland, and as she with the story, although she had a long and storied career, but she got started on drugs when she was doing this movie, Wizard of Oz, because she was doing her schoolwork, she was trying to do lots of things, and she was on the set a lot, so they gave her some uppers to keep her sort of awake and alive and attentive, and that's the story of the rest of her life. Unfortunately for her and her family, it really ruined her life, but she still did fabulous things, and her story has come to the screen. It didn't do very well. I was kind of surprised. Actually, Chucker's not here today, by the way, so I'm going through the box office totals here with Kara, and it was number 7. And the top 10 movies of the weekend, at 10, the Angel Has Fallen movie, which has been around for quite a while, did about 1.5 million. So far, 67 million. These are domestic figures only. This is not worldwide total box office. These are numbers of gross stats for this country. Number 9, The Lion King, taken in so far $540 million. The budget was $260 million to put it together. Very expensive. Number 8 this week, Good Boys. I don't know that movie at all, frankly. It was cheap to produce, whatever it was.
Not one that you would have liked. It's like a, I don't know, a horror super movie or bad. Or, no, it's not a horror movie. It's just like three young boys who are probably like 11 or 12, and they're like, you know, trying to get into a party and like kiss girls. And I don't know. It's kind of like stupid, like stoner drama for, you know,
right,
kids.
Anyway, so let's see here. What else have we got? Number seven, Judy only took in $3 million. Wow, that's pretty surprising under the circumstances. I think she did a I saw the trailer, we were talking about her before. Fabulous. As opposed to number 6, Rambo Last Blood, hasn't done well on the box office total score, but again, it has not seen international distribution yet. It'll do well overseas. $33 million in this country so far and a budget of $50 million. Ad Astra, which is the Brad Pitt movie about outer space, him trying to find his father, played by Tommy Lee Jones. $35 million so far, 2 weeks.
Yeah, Jen said she saw that over the weekend and she really liked it. So I might go.
Yeah, I think I'll take it in when I get a moment. Yeah, yeah. Let's see here. It Chapter 2 has done 193. Isn't that that's the horrible movie? I think, isn't it? That's
yeah. That's based on the Stephen King novel. Yeah, so this is the second part of that. Yeah.
Hustlers, the Jennifer Lopez movie, $80 million so far on a $20 million budget. So that's a moneymaker. Downton Abbey. I don't know how much it cost to produce it. Domestic only so far about $60 million. Once it hasn't been released in England even yet. I think next weekend it comes out in England. So these are total national. Because that was number two this week. And Abominable, predictably number one, did $20 million at the box office, which is not so great, I don't think. Anyway, I don't know. I didn't get too much buzz on it, but didn't sound like anything that would excite me. Apple is going to release films in theaters weeks before they come to Apple TV. This is something new. People may not need an Apple TV Plus subscription to see some of their biggest upcoming original films. Netflix was doing this, but not giving it this kind of time. I think this is important and smart on Apple's part. They'll start rolling out its original films in theaters nationwide weeks before they're slated to arrive on their forthcoming streaming service. This will begin next month. The films are being distributed via boutique distributors, which may suggest that some of the big chains like AMC and Regal aren't looking to distribute the films. I think that'll be a mistake for them. The three films Apple is set to release this year spell possible Oscar contenders. The Elephant Queen, which is a documentary, first Apple original film to hit theaters, that'll be October 18th. Hala, H-A-L-A, a film about a Muslim girl trying to reconcile her life with her family's religious ideals, comes out November 22nd. And finally, Michael Mackey and Samuel L. Jackson's The Banker, about two real estate giants living during the Jim Crow era, will be released on December 6th. I'd like to see that. That sounds like I like to see most anything that Samuel L. Jackson is in. Then Sofia Coppola's On the Rocks, or Coppola, excuse me. One film that could see a wider national release in the AMC and Regal chains. That's the story about a rocky relationship of father-daughter.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.